Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is KF4TK calling all radio amateurs to activate the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. If anyone has any technical questions or commentary they would like to bring to the net tonight, please call now.
KB3 ARZ.
All right, KB3 ARZ. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Okay, my friend. Forget your name. I apologize for that, but I'm searching for an HF rig, a cheap HF rig. If anybody knows anything about the ICOM 7100, which is an all-band radio, but it does cover HF. Just would like some information on that, if anybody knows.
Okay, roger that. Bob, KB3ARZ, is interested in information about the IC7100, or I'm assuming other HF radios that are on the less expensive side. I think I heard that in your question, right?
That is correct. Get ready to get off my lazy rear end and try and become a general eventually.
All right, excellent. A worthy endeavor, and worthy endeavor, and having that radio sitting on your bench just waiting to be used is one way to keep the motivation going. I have an IC7100. I'm talking on it right now. It's a nice rig, but it does not have a waterfall, and it has a unique physical presentation. It has a little desk/mobile head that sits up and has a really nice display at a 45-degree angle. The interface is nice as far as it goes, but, you know, the real lack of on the IC7100 compared to a lot of other modern HF radios is the lack of the waterfall display. There's other ways to get around that, but that is one detriment. Benefit, of course, of the 7100 is that it's all mode all the way up to 70 centimeters. So, you know, if you're ever into that kind of thing, then it's a shack in a box. So, there you go. I like it, but I bought it for a vehicle. And when it's not in the vehicle, it's on my desk, and I only use it for VHF and UHF. When I'm sitting at my desk, I'm using my other radios for HF because they do have a waterfall. But that's just me, and I'm sure others have their thoughts and opinions as well. So we'll keep that in mind as we go through the net. If you have an IC7100 or have looked at it hard, used one, have some comments for Bob, go ahead and throw those out on the net. Let's go through some announcements and some news. What's coming up in Radio Sport this weekend on January 21st? The ARRL VHF January contest starts at 1900 UTC, which I believe is 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time, 9 at 7 minus 5. 2 o'clock, and goes through 4 a.m. UTC Monday, which is, I think, 11 o'clock Sunday night. So plenty of opportunity to get out there and activate and do that VHF thing. I know several of club members are getting ready to hit that kind of hard, so make sure to give them some points. Does anyone else have any other announcements or news that they would like to share with the net? If so, please call now.
W4NUA.
W4NUA, go ahead.
This is Frank in Fairfax, and I'm looking for a two-way antenna switch. I'm having trouble getting to the Blue Monitor repeater, and I want to put a little beam in my attic and be able to switch it in and out of the circuit. Normally use a 5/8 wavelength in the attic for my 2-meter communications. Well, I'm not hitting the repeater up there. It's not bringing up the squelch on it. So I need a 2-way antenna switch where I can maybe put that little antenna there, point it up in that direction, hoping I can, get a better signal to the repeater. And I can give any information out there that anyone might need it if they think they could help me. Please stop your 4-8 back to that.
Okay, very good. Are you looking for a switch that is located close to your antennas? So you run one coax from your radio up to your attic, and then you would have a device that would switch between your Omni and your Yagi? Or are you looking for a mechanical switch that sits on your desk and you would run two runs of coax up to your attic, one for each antenna?
This is W4NUA. I would put the switch in my shack where I could reach it over here next to it. I've got a big antenna switch that sits position, but I use that on HF mainly. I possibly could use it up for the 2 meters, but this is for 2 meters and only the switch into the 5-inch wavelength or either the little beam. If I'm talking to Pete and to Blumont, I'd use the beam antenna. And then you're talking to the rest of people around, I'd use the 5-inch wavelength. So it would be in the shack. Thank you. W4NUA. The name is Frank.
Okay, Frank, fine business. Yep. Well, I've got a little 2-position alpha delta switch that I use for things like that. Probably very similar to your 6-position switch. Those work a treat. And I'm sure that others will have some other ideas as well. When we do our roundtable. So, great round of questions so far. Let us do a round of check-ins, then I'll have a real brief tech tip, and then we can go around the table and talk about our questions. So if anyone would like to join us this evening, please call. I've already got KB3RZ and W4NUA, so you don't have to call again. Anyone else who would like to join us, please call now.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GVH Robert in Madison, Virginia.
K3FR.
Kilo by 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
For Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, no comment.
November Bravo 3, Alpha.
07, Romeo Alpha Victor.
Kilo 1, Mike, Echo Golf.
Kilo Fullback 4, Echo Sierra Zulu.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu.
KO 4, November Mike Charlie.
All right, good group. Let's hold it there. I picked up K4GVH, K1HTV, WD8QCN, K3FR, KM4OZH, KO4RBW, KN4SPL, no comment, NB3A, WB7RAV, K1MEG, KQ4EFZ, KO4VNZ, KO4NMC. I know there's at least one station in there that I missed. If I missed you or if I got your call sign wrong, please call again.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey X-ray.
Announcement.
KQ4EMT, Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Mike Tango.
This is Kilowatt Oscar 4, Kilowatt Delta November.
All right, very good. Let's hold it there. We picked up W4RKU, KO4KDN, KQ4EMT. I think W4RKU had an announcement. Go ahead with your announcement.
KF4TEK, W4RKU, Internet. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing that. Real quick, we've done really good on membership renewals. The We still have a few stragglers. So, just wanted to send that reminder out. But I'm pretty impressed with the renewal rate we have. But there are people I know that like to put things off till the last minute. So, and other than that, just in and out, Mike. So, KF4KEK, W4RKU, back to the net.
All right, very good. Good group tonight, so I'll try and keep this short. This tech tip, comes from an email that was originally sent out to the reflector by Nick Wall, KAY4OP. He was talking about hot chassis on vintage radios. And if you don't know, a hot chassis is something that occurs when the wiring of the radio and the insulation or mechanical design is not robust or has deteriorated with age, such that there is 120 volts or more present on the chassis of the radio in sufficient quantity that if you touch it, you'll get a shock, you may get electrocuted. So if you have recently acquired your first vintage radio and you're picked it up at a ham shack or a flea market or at a estate sale or a garage sale, or you got it from a buddy, be very careful about touching the chassis with the unit plugged in, even if it is not on, until you have checked it out. So there are some tests that you can run with a voltmeter, an ohm meter and a voltmeter, a multimeter. There are some articles on the web that describe the safety checks that you need to make and some corrective action that you can take. It's not difficult, and it is highly recommended that you do that if you are working with vintage equipment. There's a good discussion on the Groups.io. I'm not going to repeat it all here, but you can log in and check that out. Just a warning to those who might not know that some vintage radios do have a hot chassis, either by design or by deterioration. So just putting that out there. So we do have two other contributed topics this evening. Thoughts on the IC7100 as an HF radio, and thoughts on a two-way antenna switch for switching between VHF antennas, so 2-meter antennas. And with that, we will start our round table. So I'm going to start up at the top of my list and go to Bob, KB3ARZ. How are you doing tonight?
This is KB3ARZ. Well, good evening to you. Good evening to Net Control. Good evening to everyone on the net. Got some people in here I know, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of information, and I deeply appreciate it. Definitely do. Got an older friend who doesn't frequent this one that often, but good to hear my friend Frank, W4NUA. Good to hear him on this repeater. And I would love to thank the Warrington Group for a wonderful repeater. That's all I got to say for right now. Good to hear everybody. I've had a wonderful weekend. So I'll pass it back to Net Control.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much for the kind words. Thanks for stopping by. And it's always a pleasure. And we enjoy everybody who comes by to join the Nets and contribute to the camaraderie here and to use the machine and, that's what it's there for. So welcome, and thanks for your question. Like I said, I have the 7100. I like the sound. It's always worked well for me. I use it for FT8 on many bands. Does not have a built-in tuner, which is another kind of downside. If you've got a broadband antenna, that might not be such a big deal. But having a built-in tuner that can contain those, 2.5 to 1 or 3 to 1 matches you get on some multiband antennas sure is handy. You can put an outboard tuner on it, but, then that's extra money. and it's not quite so portable anymore. Just something to think about. With that, I'll say this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and we're moving on to Frank, W4NUA. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, this is W4NUA, Frank in Fairfax. I enjoyed your repeater there, and I enjoyed the club. You've got a real nice club there. I've joined in several of the meetings, and just listen in as a guest. I'm an honorary member of the Albemarle Amateur Radio Club. Three other guys and I organized that back in 1962, they made me an honorary member of it, and also they made me a life member of the Vienna Wireless Radio Club, which I've gone to since 1990, so I've been in the town for quite a while, and I love it very much, and it's become not just part of my hobby, but it's become part of my lifestyle now that I'm getting older. So you guys have a good time, and you do have a very good net there, and I enjoy using it very much. That's a net, W4NUA.
All right, Frank. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. That's quite a, God, words escape me, a 10-year career you have there. So congratulations, and good on you, and thanks for stopping by. We'll move over to K4GVH. How are you doing tonight?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GVH. Good evening, everyone on the Farinet. Good to hear everyone as usual. Definitely sounding good here tonight. You are there. I got on HF today and had the HF rig on all day today. And I made a contact this morning to Sweden. And the guy might be going to try to send us a QSL card to Rich. I'm not sure, but he said he'd try. And I also made a contact this evening to Montana. So that'll go with the QSL cards that I got here on the shelf. And when he sends it to him, the guy said he don't hear to send them out. But he's going to send us a QSL card to Rich in K1HTV. And then I made a contact today when I got back from 7-Eleven, got on 17, and made a contact to Colorado. And that was really a good contact here, contact today on HF. And the bands were hopping pretty good. And I also made a contact to Italy this morning as well. And even to England. He might have contacted Birmingham, England, on one of the bands. So other than that, this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and back to net control and 73.
All right, Robert, thanks for joining. It sounds like you've been really doing well on the DX, Sweden and Britain, and some good mid-continent here in the U.S., so sounds like fun. Hope the luck holds out. Bands have been pretty good lately. All right, let's move on to K1HTV. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you, Mike, and good evening to everyone on the net. This is K1HTV. My name is Bill. Past couple of days have been interesting. Solar flux has really climbed quite a bit. It was up to 245 this afternoon. Dropped down a little bit. They give readings at 1800 Zulu, 20 Zulu, and 22 Zulu. And the readings were 244.9. And the 2000 reading was 234.3, and the 2200 reading was 2.8. The one that's used that's distributed around the. So officially they're calling it a solar flux of 234.3. Still no 6-meter DX openings are on F2. We're hoping that the next couple of days things will improve. The K index is climbing. It's now up to 5, which is a minor magnetic storm going on. The good conditions earlier in the day have been depressed because of that. Yesterday, conditions were excellent. Work stations in Japan on CW, on single sideband, 10 meters, both 10 meters, and also on FT4 and FT8 on 10 meters. Before it went to the lower bands. So the bands have been in very good shape. This morning, worked ET3AA in Ethiopia. FT8 country number 287 with 75 watts or so. And then it's a very surprising DX contact on 10 meter FM. The guy was running split operations, one of the big DX positions out there. Tango November 8 Kilo in the Congo. Democratic Republic of the Congo is on. Very strong signal on FM. Sounded like a local. He worked out as far as the West Coast. Some of the guys out there saying he was like 30 over 9. Congo to United States on 10 meter FM. He was running split. He was operating on 29.05 and listening from there up the band to 29.100. So interesting at the propagation. Regarding the questions, as far as the switch, I've been using when I use them, the two-way UHF switch, one made by Daiwa, D-A-I-W-A, the CS201A, Jolly Sugar 201A, and Daiwa, and it costs about $37. That would do the job for you, as a mechanical two-way switch that you work on VHF and UHF. I've used them, and I'm satisfied that they've done it. Finally, regarding the radio, nothing sacred about having a waterfall. I don't think Bob has even ever used the radio with a waterfall. I'm not even sure what it's all about, but I would even focus on it. You get them in the $200 to $400 range, rather than about $1,000 for a radio. So shop around, they're out there. That's it. Back to Net Control.
Okay, Rich. Thanks for all of that. You dropped out right at the point where you said focus on the oomph, and can you repeat that for us? Rich might be on an HD. We'll come around to him at the end of the recheck. Thank you very much for that information, Rich. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net. We're moving on to WD8QCN. How you doing?
4TEK in the net, WD8QCN, even Mike, and thanks for picking up tonight. Always appreciated. Doing all right here this weekend. Managed to get on FT8 on HF here, work a little bit of DX. I did catch the station in Congo that Rich mentioned. Haven't found the Ethiopian one yet, or maybe that was Eritrean. I forgot which one. But we'll keep prowling the bands here. Got to remember to switch modes to Fox and Hound and go prowl those frequencies once in a while, not just the main calling frequencies. Let's see, other news. We need a few more net control stations. We've got some gaps. It looks like first and second Wednesdays are open at the moment here. Had some folks drop back because of health issues and getting busier at work. So if we have a lot of regular check-ins on, if anyone wants to step up, I promise you it's not that hard. If Mike and I can do it, you can do it. Back to net, KF4TEK, WD8QCN.
All right, thanks very much for that announcement. Yeah, I missed the Congo guy, but maybe he'll come around again. All right, up to K3FR. How are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Mike, and Annette, K3FR here. And I'm doing fairly good. Managing to handle the temperatures, et cetera. Let's see, as far as ham activity, Thursday we did have some 6-meter e-skip into Florida, eastern Florida, all the way down to Miami and then also into Cuba. I worked CO2QU on 6 meters. And anything I report is going to be a 6-meter opening or 2 meters. So that was interesting on Thursday. Since then, not I don't know whether it's a lack of activity or just that the band wasn't there. I tend to suspicious that the band wasn't there on Friday and Saturday and this afternoon. Mostly just locals. 2 o'clock or in the morning, some sunrise or early morning tropo up to New England. Worked out onto Long Island without any issue, very easy on that. And just having a lot of fun with the radios, keeping them busy, and making sure everything's going to work for the contest, which I will be in on this weekend. I look forward to working as many of you as possible. Most of my time is for desk going to be on digital FT8. I'll be set up for 6.2 and 4 and 70 centimeters. I will try to be in listening to at least take a check locally on the hour for FMs. I'll listen to the repeater and also direct on the FM frequencies. the FM or the radio for Bob. I too have a 7100. I don't want to say that I've retired it because I'm repurposing it now to more of a mobile radio, having bought separate radios now for VHF and HF Plus 50. But the 7100 is a good radio, I think. The only issues that might be a little bit of a problem have already been addressed. The lack of a tuner, I think, was probably the biggest thing that I missed on it. I have used it on HF. My issue with HF is antenna limitations, and we've been there before. So I wouldn't really complain about it. The filtering in it is reasonable. Yes, it can overload with extremely loud signals. I've got another ham here about 200 yards from me. And if we are both on the same HF band, we've got to be transmitting at the same time. Fortunately, he's mostly an FT8 guy. So that's not a problem. We just synchronize and, okay, I only get to work about half of the people on the bands. But still have fun with it. And I like the actual little alarm clock style control panel. Very, very useful for mobile and for even for a fixed operation. And yes, it does cover everything from almost DC to almost daylight. 160 meters all the way up through 70 centimeter. And with the exception of the 1.25 meter band, the 220 band, or 222 band. Anyway, that's about it. KF4TEK on the net, K3FR.
Yes, K4GVH for recheck. I will wait.
All right, thanks for that, Ron. And Rob, yeah, we'll do rechecks at the end, Robert. Thank you for waiting. You reminded me something about the 7100, Ron, that I'll mention. Bob, I don't know if you're going to be hooking your radio up to the computer to do FT8 or not. But the 7100 will do single USB cable CAT plus audio. So you can hook up your radio to your computer with one USB cable and get it going with WSCTX and FT8 and all the other modes that WSCTX and other apps really support without having to run an additional sound card interface. It's all internal to the radio. So one USB cable gets the job done, which is kind of nice. Okay, we're up to KM4OZH. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KM4OZH. Oh, good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. Yeah, I get a lot of conversation about FT8 this evening, so actually I can I can join in on the talk of FT8. And Mike, I thank you for the 2 meter FT8 contact. Well, I think maybe it was Thursday, a couple days ago. Anyway, so it was surprising and pleased to see your call sign show up there. But I'm still working along, getting everything organized for the contest this weekend, and I finally finalized my antenna stack on the back of my car, and. And now the I was having on this repeater I was receiving a 55 over 55 dB over 9, and now it's 60 dB over 9. So it likes where it is, and it's at, right now it's at 16 feet, and has two sections of mast put in there, and. In between my house and my shop, so it's not out in the open and it's in the woods. So, and I'm very pleased there. And so I did work, and I did tune the 6 meter, the 6 meter Moxon antenna to 10 meters, and worked Texas FT8 several hours ago. So that's my big the biggest DX of, so far, and that was on 10. But anyway, but I'm plugging away, and I will. I'm going to post on the reflector a little itinerary of what my schedule is going to be for this weekend, in case anybody's interested. So there we go.
So, I'll send it back over to net. This is KM4OZH.
All right, Gail, fine business. Yeah, it was a pleasure making that 2-meter FT8 contact with you. Right here on the 7100. Okay, we're up to KO4WYX. How are you doing tonight?
This is KO4WYX. Doing great. The weekend's been nice. I took advantage of the weather and did some antenna work outside and moved one of my dipoles. Got a little higher and away from some power lines. I had to put it there because it was convenient when I first got it. So I moved that. That was definitely a fun project. But that's really all I've got going on. I hope everyone else had a wonderful weekend and enjoyed a little bit of sunshine we had. It's still cold, but it's still some nice sunshine. This is KO4WYX. Back to that.
Fine business, yep. It's almost, well, we're running out of time to do winter antenna work. I'll just put it that way. So glad you got out there and were able to do that. Fine business. All right, we're up to KO4RBW. How are you doing tonight?
This is KO4RBW. Doing well. Thank you very much. So I guess regarding the radio question, I have a strong preference towards Yaesu. I'm running a Yaesu 991 and absolutely love it. It's a multiband radio, and it's got the waterfall, not that you need it, and it's got the tuner. So it's a good rig. And then on the other side, I've just gotten into APRS, just got my radio set up, so driving around town and checking out the APRS signals coming in and having a lot of fun with that. This is KO4RBW, back to net.
All right, very good. Thanks for that alternate recommendation. Always appreciated to have more options on the table. Very good. All right, KN4SPO was no comment, so that brings us to NB3A. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. Haven't been on the radio in a while, just kind of getting over my second round of COVID here for about the past week. Activity. I've rehung my antenna, so I'm back on the air on HF. Wired up a foot switch for Thetis, which is a fork of Power SDR that's used for OpenHP SDR. My current main HF rig is a Hermes Light and Hard Rock 50 amp that I built earlier this summer. One thing that I wanted to mention about the IC7100 that no one else has yet is that it'll do D-Star on HF, if that's your thing. I think there's only two radios that'll do it, the 9100 and the 7100. But it will. There's a weekly nets on like Saturday starting at 7 p.m., and they kind of run through every HF band on D-Star. Again, if that's your thing. And I guess that's, and then back to the other thing. Every time that I've always tested anything at, work with the hot chassis, so pretty much any of the old radios from back in the day, I always use an isolation transformer for that. I guess that's all I got. So back to you, Mike.
All right, thank you, Justin. A lot of good information there. And isolation transformer, great recommendation if you're going to be doing a lot of vintage radio work or, good to have on the bench. Also for switching power supply work. But if you're into that, you probably already know about it. And if you're not into that, then you should do a lot of research before you get into it. Just avoid damaging yourself or your equipment. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Forest and Night Technical Service Net, and we are up to WB7RAV. How are you doing tonight?
This is WB7RAV. Not doing too bad. Managed to get another digital mode, VARAC, working on my computer and radio for the last couple of days, and I've managed to make 6 contacts this evening. And there's another one. So I made 6 contacts, 1 England, 1 down to Cuba, and 4 in the United States, Louisiana, Florida, and a couple of others. So not doing too bad. Play around with this new mode again tomorrow, try some other bands, see how things are going. Other than that, I have nothing else. This is WB7RAD, back to net.
All right, thank you very much. It's the second mention of VARAC that I've heard in the last 2 weeks, so maybe I should investigate what that is. For those of you who do not know, VARAC, or V-A-R-A-C, Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha Charlie, is an HF digital chat mode that runs on top of the VARA HF modem. So it's... it looks pretty cool, although I have not tried it. But there's a second time I've heard about it in the last 2 weeks, so thanks for that. All right, this is KF4TK, and we're up to K1MEG. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, this is K1MEG. I'm doing great. Thanks for running the net. Appreciate all that you're doing. As far as 7100 goes, I don't have any experience with that, but my first radio was the ICOM 7300, which is an entry-level HF radio. I love it. It's about the same cost as the 7100. It doesn't do 2 meters or any of the VHF, UHF bands like the 7100 does, but it does have a waterfall, a built-in tuner, and it's about the same cost. So I do love it. The other thing, Bob, I wanted to recommend for you, I know you said you were going to work on your general. The Fast Track for General Class Ham Radio, books are phenomenal. They're inexpensive, and I really highly recommend those. That's what I used to get all the way up through my extra class, and they were just great books. So that's all I have. So thanks again for running the net. This is Kilo 1, Mike Echo Golf, back to net.
All right. Thanks very much for that. I'll mention that I've seen, over the course of the year, I've seen new 7100s go for as little as $700 and new 7300s go for as little as $999. So at least for the sales concern that I observe, there is sometimes a price delta to be had. Neither of those is what I would call cheap, but they are very nice radios, no doubt about that. And if you can get one used or you can get another special, then so much the better. All right, we're up to KQ4ESZ. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Mike. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Sierra Zulu. My name is Michael. I'm doing good this evening. Hopefully everyone on the net is having a good, great weekend in the afternoon. I've been busy lately working the 10 meters band. This past week we've had some excellent propagation. I was able to work Turkey, Switzerland, Italy, Bulgaria, Canary Islands, Puerto Rico, Germany, and Northern Ireland, just to name a few. I've also been busy working the WRTC award event for this month as well, making some great progress there. Hopefully others are also enjoying the 10-meter band while it's opened up like it is. Just a couple hours, having some great conditions out there. Made some great contacts out to Canada, Texas, and some other parts of the United States. That's all I have tonight for the net, so I'm going to hand it back over to you, Net Control.
All right, fine business. Michael, thank you for joining us, and hope that you can join us again in the future. Sounds like you're making some good contacts out there, so enjoy that 10 meters. All right, we're up to KO4VNZ. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TK. This is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking the net, Mike. I'm kind of monitoring you on NetLogger. And was very impressed at how fast you were able to keep the net up. Not much going on. I spent today doing some carpentry work to build a little stand to hold some of my radio equipment. That, and I've been doing changing over some DC wiring to take Anderson power pole connectors. But other than that, that's about all I've been doing radio-wise. I can report that my wife and I both are finally healthy. No more COVID. no more coughs, colds, or anything else. I still have a, let me catch a nickel. I still have an operation coming up early next month, the one that I was supposed to get done last Wednesday. But because I was sick, they wouldn't work on me. And so because of that, I'm not going to make the club breakfast at the end of this month, and I probably won't make the club meeting in person next month. That's about it for me. This is KO4VNZ73 and back to net control.
All right, Chuck, fine business. Well, glad you and the wife are finally healthy. That's the best thing, right? Because if you don't have your health, then you don't have anything. So good luck with your upcoming surgery. All right, let's go to KO4NMC. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, KN4TEK. This is KO4NMC, and for the rest of the net, hello, good evening. Doing well. I'm glad Robert brought up the next club meeting. I just wanted to put in a plug. The next club meeting is going to be, there's going to be a presentation on the VAQP. So if you've not participated in VAQP or you'd like to, or you'd just like to learn more about the club activities and how to log things, that's a great, that'll be a great meeting to attend. So not a whole lot going on with me. I've been working some little side projects. So as we had kind of discussed at one of the other nets, the Raspberry Pi is starting to break loose a little bit. I'm seeing more and more of them on the market for those of you who are kind of waiting for that to break out. It's starting to happen. And the other thing I was going to mention, Mike, is I've come across a new device. It's new to me anyway. It's just a little circuit board with an integrated chip on it that is just fantastic. It takes USB Type-C, and you can break it out into the component voltages if you like. You can output 5 volts, 9 volts, 12, 15, and 20, and it's essentially a USB decoy, and it will trick battery packs and other chargers into supplying the voltage that you need for your project in one of those that are part of the USB standard, and they're just fantastic. There's a bunch of them out on Amazon. They all kind of use the same part, which is a ZY12PDN is the integrated circuit, and they break them out on little boards, and they have like a USB-C input, and then you can either have bare terminals or some other terminal to output the voltage. And I just wish I had known about these years ago, but that's about it for me. Not doing a lot of radio work other than working on a couple of things to make the shack a little better and try to get a sort of discrete HF antenna into the attic. So I will turn it back to the net. This is KO4NMC.
Well, that's a very cool sounding little board. No, thanks for letting me know that those existed. I do appreciate that. Fine business, and thanks for the reminder about upcoming events as well. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. We are up to KQ4EMT. How are you doing?
Good evening. This is KQ4EMT. My name is Arch. And I just wanted to thank you for running the net. And I was listening to the question about the all-band radios, and I've been doing – I'm a new ham. I've only been in this a couple of months. I do have my general license, so I'm looking to purchase an all-band radio. And I was looking at the Yaesu FT991A, and I was wondering if anybody had any questions or any comments about that. And also, whatever kind of antenna that might be best to use with something like that. And I'm just right now on the learning curve, and I'd appreciate any comments. Back to net. Thank you.
Okay, Arch, thanks for joining us. Yeah, you know, we could talk about antennas for days on end. But, you know, as Rich or others will tell you, if you've got $100 to put into ham radio, put 99 into the antenna and $1 into the radio. But that's a little bit of hyperbole. But, you know, the antenna is very important. You can have a $10,000 radio on the desk, and if there's not a good antenna behind it, you're not going to do any better than a tuna tin can QRP, a CQCW rig. So, I am a big fan of wire antennas because I can make them myself, but I have the luxury of space. Those who don't have the luxury of space, and have the additional impediment of homeowners associations or other covenants, have to do, usually end up with a vertical of some kind. There are a number. And I know that Bob, KN4SPO, runs one. I know that Rich just put a 43-foot wire up and is having fun with that. So lots and lots of options on antennas, and I know maybe we can do a net on that sometime in the near future. Regarding the 991, I think it was K1MEG who said that they liked that radio as well. So maybe after the net, you guys can hook up and talk about it a little more. But that's all I got there. All right, we are up to KO4KDN. How are you doing tonight?
This is Kilowatt Oscar 4, Kilowatt Delta November. Just checking in, saying hi. This is Scott in Fredericksburg, about 32 miles from the repeater. Just letting you guys know I'm out here listening. Appreciate all the advice, and I will turn it back over to the net.
All right, well, thank you for joining us, and thanks for the kind words. Definitely appreciate your stopping by, and hope you can stop by again in the near future. That's Wednesday and Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, as long as we can find network operators for them. Volunteer, you guys. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and that is the end of my list. So we will take a round of new checks or rechecks. So if you would like to check in again, I have two more cents, or if you're new to the list, go ahead and please call now.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GVH. Robert, we'll wait for the recheck. Sorry, I'm back doing it twice there. K4 GVH, we'll wait.
K1RA.
K3F4.
KD3ARZ.
W8BT.
All right, another healthy crew. We picked up for rechecks K4 GVH, K3FR, KB3ARZ, and for new checks, we picked up K1RA and W8BT. So let's start with our new check-ins for our first rounders, and start with Andy. K1RA, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. A couple of comments on what I've been up to lately, mainly working on my SDR setup here. Taking some advice from John KX4O, who's published a nice article on his hamradio.me site, his website. He, my dad, and I have been doing some various propagation reporting through FT8, FT4, and Whisper decoding and uploading to various online resources like PSK Reporter and whispernet.org, and jockeying around in the rankings. But anyway, been adding some preamps and filtering to my my setup here, and enjoying watching the reporting on all the solar activity that's pumped up the especially the 12 and 10 meter bands. I did get in a little bit last night and tune around on 10 meters on the SDR to hear a number of S9 plus signal Japan stations coming through, both sideband and CW. This evening heard a station out of the South Cook Islands in the Pacific coming through quite well as well. So brings me back to my childhood when I was rushing down to the radio after a dinner and catching the openings over the pole into Asia and the Pacific. It's been a long time since I've heard signals like that. So enjoy it while you can. I'll put a plug in for the FT991A. It's a radio that a number of VHF and UHF operators that I hang out with are recommending that rovers go for. It's as well as having HF and medium frequency and high frequency capability. It's kind of an all-in-one radio. Has some very nice features, so I'll put a plug in for that. And as far as the next month's meeting that was mentioned, John KX4O and myself will be presenting information on the upcoming Virginia QSO party, a competition amongst Virginia operators to activate the 138 counties and independent cities across Virginia, using various bands, modes, operating locations, both fixed, portable, and mobile. So more to follow on that. Check in on WebEx next month, second Thursday, and or come to the meeting. We usually also have a follow-on session on WebEx alone, some other non-meeting night to discuss various configuration and station setup regarding N1MM and some of the specifics for logging, but the meeting will present some pictures and look back to various club members' operations in the past to give folks some idea on what you can do to participate. This is an event that technicians through amateur extras can all do their part. We're a pretty big club in Virginia that really encourages all its members to get on the air and contribute to a club competition plaque that we'll speak more about in the coming months and weeks. And that's it. Back to that. Thanks for running it, Mike. K1RA.
All right, Andy. Fine business. Thank you for all that. And I wish I could say more, but I want to move on before we run out of time and pick up our other new check, W8BT. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike and all in net. This is W8BT. I don't have a whole lot to add here tonight, but I did want to chime in and say, as well as the isolation transformer, you may want to, if you don't have one, at least invest in a dim bulb tester if you're going to be firing up an old tube radio. And that's about all I've got. I did make a FT4 contact to Spain today. I think that might have been my first FT4 contact on 10 meters. But anyway, that's about all I've got. W8BT, back to Ned.
All right, thanks, Travis. I'm assuming the dim bulb tester is an actual light bulb in series with the power and not just your not-so-bright cousin you ask to touch things if you're not sure they're energized, right? Hi. Okay, just kidding. All right, let's go with our rechecks. K4GVH, go ahead.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening again to everyone on the net as usual. Good evening to my friend Andy, Rich's son. And good to hear Andy as usual. And it's been a long time since I've heard him. But it's always a pleasure. I did want to let y'all know I did get on HF yesterday and made a contact to North Dakota. And they're going to be going out to make a ride on a snowmobile yesterday. They had the grandkids come over, the guy told me. And he's going to be sending me a QSL card in the mail with a picture of snow on it, real snow. And I told him to do that, so when Rich gets it, I'll bring it to the meeting if I never do it and show it to y'all guys. Then today I made a contact to Iowa on 17 or 15 meters. It was one or two. And I made a contact to Iowa, then made a contact to Colorado today. And they got to send me a QSL card from there, too, almost to Boulder, Colorado. And he was saying it was about 1,500 miles. Let me get that. It was about 1,500 miles from them. So I thought that was pretty good. And that's the contact I made this weekend. And I did do a little bit of 10-meter contesting, a little bit of 10-meter work today, too, as well. But I like 10 meters, but I ain't much on the contest that is good because it's hard to make contracts of everything. But I like to get on 17 and 15 and rag shoe sometimes. But other than that, on the net, y'all take care. Really enjoy it. I'll be checking in again next Sunday, if the good Lord's willing. Really enjoy all the family and the friends out here on this repeater. And thanks for everyone for being my friend and helping me out like they do. And hello to Gil as well. K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and hello to Chuck as well. I hope he's getting better. 73, K4GVH, and have a blessed evening.
All right, Robert, thank you very much. Fine business, and thanks for throwing all that out there. And keep having fun on the bands. All right, K3FR, go ahead.
Okay, very quick one here. Just wanted to note that the 991A would have been my alternate choice on when I purchased the 7100. I just like the small control head better than having the bulk of the radio mounted up front. The small control head idea works very nicely. And, yes, you're right, single USB cable for FT8, or I should say for all digital modes, to the 7100.